Hi everyone, this is Andre from Mental Health. I'm here with John Royster and Pascoe Fearon, and we're talking about a new, exciting, welcome-funded PhD programme here at the Institute of Cognitive Neuroscience. So give us the backstory to this. Welcome have funded this huge new thing.
Okay, so I'll go first. Hi, John Royster here. Over the last couple of years, UCL have been developing a big strategy for mental health, and a big emphasis on this has been trying to improve interdisciplinary working. So we have a problem at the moment in the field that people do their research in their individual discipline. So I'm a neuroscientist, so I know a lot about neuroscience, but I don't collaborate or talk to epidemiologists or people who are involved in intervention as much as I should, and that really limits the kind of opportunities for interdisciplinary work that are out there. So one of the big aims of this program is to try to address this. So it's called the UCL Welcome 4-Year PhD in Mental Health Science. And mental health science here is very, very broad. So we've got three different themes in the program: a mechanistic theme, which covers all of the normal biomedical things and neuroscientific and psychological research that you might expect. And then things around population health, which is epidemiology and looking at large-scale genetics and looking at digital health to a certain extent as well. And then another theme which we're calling intervention, which is about preventions and treatments for mental health problems. And the idea behind the program is the students will come in from lots of different types of backgrounds, and they'll receive training in all of these different areas, and they'll be supervised by people from all of these different areas of work as well. And through that, we're hoping to inspire our students to become more interdisciplinary in their research in the future, and hopefully really change the way that students are approaching the different sorts of research questions.
It's incredibly exciting that Wellcome is concentrating on mental health. It's the first mental health science PhD program that they funded, and they funded it incredibly generously. So this is going to be, we were saying earlier that this is the Rolls-Royce really of PhD programs, because it's going to provide people with really an exceptional training experience. I think people are going to be really excited about the program, so lots of people are going to apply. But I think one of the challenges for us is to make sure that we get a really diverse group of people applying. I think there are sort of the traditional disciplines and maybe the traditional universities, and we want to get away from that and try and bring as many people who are passionate about mental health, have interesting ideas, are engaged in the field in different ways, to some people who wouldn't necessarily think about that this would be their sort of bread and butter discipline. We want to think about engaging lots of people from diverse backgrounds. So I think the big challenge is to reach out to as many people as possible and say, think about doing a PhD in mental health science. And in a way, what this program is also trying to do, and I think that's what Wellcome Trust was interested in, is actually trying to create a kind of a slightly new category of thing, to do a PhD in mental health science. That's not really a discipline that exists. And we'd like to think that this program is actually a big step forward to creating a new discipline, which is interdisciplinary at its heart, called mental health science.
And you've got quite an innovative structure for the programme. So these PhD students will start their main project in year two, but in year one you'll have lots of 3-month research projects where they'll kind of get a chance to broaden their knowledge and try out all these different areas. Tell us a bit about how the course is going to be structured.
Yeah, so that's a really important part of the programme. In order to really make it interdisciplinary, the students have to try their hand at different types of research that they probably haven't encountered before directly. So we'll do this in terms of rotation projects. So all students will complete different rotation projects in their first year. They'll do 3 of those. They'll probably last about 3 or 4 months each. And they'll have to do that in each of the different areas of the programme that I just described. So the mechanism side, and then they'll also have to do something in population health, and they'll also have to do something in intervention. And that means they will get at least an idea of the different strengths and weaknesses of those different types of areas, and that they should be able to set them up to be able to think in a more interdisciplinary way when they come to setting up their main PhD projects, which ideally we would love them to be interdisciplinary as well. But there's also an interdisciplinary aspect to the training they'll receive as well, because we expect students who are coming into the programme from a particular angle, so let's say someone might come in from a psychology background, to actually take postgraduate taught classes in the different areas that the program covers. So someone who's coming in, you know, with a degree in psychology, for example, we would make them go off and do a module in understanding epidemiological data analysis, for example, or understanding clinical trial design. And so that should also help to broaden their knowledge and broaden their understanding and help them to construct a sort of more interdisciplinary approach to their main PhD project. And in addition to that, of course, we'll have these interdisciplinary thesis committees where they could be getting direct supervision from people whose expertise is in a very different area to their own. So yes, it is a big challenge, and it is going to be a big challenge for the students as well, because they will have to step outside their comfort zones and expose themselves to things that they might not feel particularly knowledgeable about. But I think hopefully the overall product, which will be the student coming out at the other end, will be students who can really engage with and evaluate lots of different types of research in the mental health arena.
We know how hard it is to do a PhD. This sounds like a particularly challenging one, or one that's going to, you know, attract people who are, you know, very successful in their academic career up to this point. But what are you doing to make sure that they come out the other end healthy and well and well-rounded?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really key part of the ethos of the programme, is that, you know, this is mental health science, so we've got to take mental health seriously. That means our own mental health, it means the mental health of our students, and that we support them, and that there's a really kind of integrated and thoughtful approach to the experience of training, the stresses, and supporting people throughout their training by providing mentoring, but also by providing a really cohesive experience for the students as a cohort, and looking after them and help supporting them to look after each other as well. So and on top of that, we'll be making sure that the supervisors are attentive to and thinking about the experiences of their students, being aware of the potential stress points, and getting some mental health training themselves as supervisors, so that they're ready to respond, ready to have conversations about that if they need to. So the idea is to really sort of embed a thoughtfulness and openness and supportive culture within the programme from beginning to end, and that's going to be a really important part of what we'll be putting together over the next few months.
And I would add to that we've really been encouraged in this by the Wellcome Trust. They've launched a couple of months ago their Reimagine Research agenda, which is getting scientists, getting researchers to reflect not on just what they're researching, but how they're researching it, thinking about the kind of cultures that they're creating, thinking about environments that are open to people from lots of different backgrounds, thinking about correcting some of the imbalances that we see in gender, in terms of ethnic background, in terms of socioeconomic background, and the people who are actually going into research. And I think Wellcome have made a really important step here, and they're really paving the way, I hope, for all of the other funders to think about these issues as well. And that's a key focus for our programme as well.
So people are listening to this thinking, this sounds good, I'd like to apply, but maybe thinking also, maybe I'm not the right person to apply. Who are you targeting with this?
Well, we really want anybody who's got a passion for mental health research, and that could be in lots of different areas. We don't really mind what sort of academic background people are coming from. They have to have an undergraduate degree of some kind, and if their undergraduate degree is in a discipline that's a very long way away from mental health research, then we might ask them to have demonstrated some enthusiasm for research by going to do a job in a research area or an internship in a research area, or that they've got some kind of extra experience. But in general, we are very open to receiving applications from lots of different places, and that's because we think that diversity is really going to add to the programme. We are also acutely aware that if we just focus on people's academic grades and their transcripts, we're inducing hidden biases into the procedure. So we're certainly not just focusing on people's academic achievement. We want to evaluate people as entire candidates in a sort of more holistic manner. And we've got different criteria that we're trying to evaluate the students against, which are all published on our website. We're looking for students who've got real potential to become leaders in the field in the future and sort of key thinkers in the area, but also people who are going to be able to take their own initiative, people who are going to be able to develop resilience and personal independence over the course of the programme as well. So in terms of the selection, we're really trying to look as broadly as we possibly can.
And I couldn't do this interview without asking this one last question, because this is what I'm most interested in, I suppose, generally with mental health research, is actually getting it into practice, actually having an impact with it. So what are these young people going to be doing in terms of public engagement, in terms of communicating their work to people at the front line who need it?
Yeah, I think that's a really important part of the story. I mean, you know, so we will be providing them with opportunities and training in public engagement. So that's a really, really important part of this. As John mentioned earlier, there will be on their thesis committee an expert by experience who will tell them about the wider sort of meaning of the work that they're doing. We'll also be providing students with an opportunity to make contact and have some experience in working in clinical services, so they actually can make the connections between the science they're doing and the experience of clients and services and how that whole thing works. And I believe that we're going to work with you, I hope, in also thinking about potential placements that they could have with mental health, where they can learn the tricks of the trade about how do you get your message out there, how do you engage the audience, how do you get the public excited about this kind of work.